come and sit down. So, what are you interested in?
I'm interested in Buddhism and in Thailand.
And in what?
And in Thailand, of course.
In Thailand, yeah. I mean, Thailand, you have to ask the guy.
Yeah, you can tell me a lot, but I'm very interested in the belief, because it's a very peaceful belief.
Yeah.
And I meditate once a day.
Yeah.
And I found out that Buddhism is, for me, the best religion to believe in.
Yeah. Belief is not so much word, you know. Of course we can believe in certain things, yeah. The Lord Buddha said, you know, I mean, belief doesn't help us, you know. We should trust him, yeah, and follow his path that he teaches. And the path is, you know, Sila, Samadhi, Panya, that is the path. But he also teaches about the Four Noble Truths, yeah. I mean, the first noble truth every one of us knows, yeah? Dukkha, yeah? I mean, discomfort, dis-ease, restlessness, pain, suffering. That is dukkha, yeah? We have it day in, day out, yeah? Then he talks about, you know, the second noble truth, and that is the cause for dukkha, yeah? What causes this dukkha? Is our desire, yeah? Desire to want something, to be somebody, or not to be, or not to want, yeah? That causes our dukkha, yeah? Mostly the dukkha of the heart, yeah? If you meet somebody that you don't want to meet, you know, I mean, you don't feel very comfortable, yeah?
Right.
Yeah? And if you meet situations that you don't want to see, you know, you're not comfortable. If you want something, you know, so hard, you know, and, I mean, that is also creating dukkha. You want to become, you know, a good cameraman, or, you know, a star, or whatever, you know, whatever it is, yeah. That all creates dukkha. The third noble truth is, you know, that there's an end to dukkha. And the fourth noble truth is that what we're practicing here, the path that leads to the end of dukkha, yeah. So it leads to the end of desire. Oh, why should I let go of my desire? Yeah? Because it creates dukkha.
Huh? That's the most important thing, to leave desire of all things.
Yeah. But in order to be able to do that, yeah, he talks about the fourth noble truth is the path, yeah? The path that leads to the end of dukkha. It is sila, morality, or precept, yeah, we call it precept, yeah. It's a five precepts that we have to keep. Yeah? Not harming any living being, not taking what is not given, no sexual misconduct, and you know that is big, yeah. No lies, no harsh speech, yeah. No insulting speech, yeah, that hurts other people, and no drugs, yeah. Everything that makes us unmind. And then now I'm including the phone as well, yeah? Because I mean it makes people completely unmanageable.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean they want to walk along the path, you know, run into all these things, you know, and they don't even know what this world is about, yeah? I mean they just look at their world in their hands. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So these are the five precepts. And then comes, you know, the important thing of samadhi. The training of samadhi is the training of calm, yeah? Being able to stay with one object, yeah? I mean, you see now these young kids, you know, playing with their phone. I mean, they cannot stay even on, you know, whatever happens on their phone, you know, for more than 5 seconds, yeah? They have to scroll through, you know, I mean, it is constant. So the ability to concentrate, samadhi, to concentrate on one point, yeah? And stay with this point, and develop the knowingness about what is happening to this point. That is the training of samadhi and sati. Sati, awareness. Or like we say in German, Gewahrsam. Awareness is not, you know, I mean, it's not judging anything that you see or what you hear, what you feel or what you taste, yeah? It's just knowing about it. That there is something has come into the sense contact, yeah? And there's no negative or there's no positive impact. You know? So that is that. And we train it while we're doing samadhi, you know? Knowing about the thing. You know? When you live here, you know, in the monastery and train samadhi, then I say, you know, I mean, observe animals. That's how we should observe, for instance, our breath, yeah, it's around the tip of the nose, yeah, or the Buddha. We don't change the breath, yeah, or we don't, you know, make the breath do this or do that, yeah. No, we just want to know at every moment that at the face of the breath, you know, how is the breath, yeah. That is important. Not if the breath is detailed, or if it is rough, or if it is, you know, if it's slow, or if it is fast. Yeah? We just want to know how it is. Yeah? And that is the most difficult for us to do. Because we want to change, you know, whatever we observe, we want to change. Yeah? And to let go of this, you know, wanting to change, you know, I mean, just observing, yeah, just knowing, developing this knowing. That is important. That is the training of the mind. And then the last thing is the training of panya, wisdom. Yeah? I mean, in order to be able to let go of our desire, you have to actually know what we are doing, why we are doing, and what kind of results it has. Yeah? So we investigate. Yeah? We investigate, for instance, the body. Yeah? Yeah? I mean, you are born, you know, what do you do? Yeah? when you come out of the womb, yeah? First of all, you cry. Yeah? And then you move your hands, and then you move your arms, and then you move your foot. Then you learn to walk, you know, it takes you a year to learn to walk. Then you learn to talk, it takes you a year to learn to talk. Then you learn, and then you go to school, you learn to think, you know, and use all the faculties, you know, that you have within this body. It's an amazing thing, yeah? But, you know, it is just like a robot, you know, yeah? That you have to train. Yeah? If you don't train it, it cannot do anything. Yeah? And it takes us 16 years, you know, or 18 years to be able to use this full strength. Yeah? Amazing, huh?
Yes, it's amazing. And the most important thing is to train your mind.
Yeah.
But we never learn it in the Western society to train our mind. It's more...
We do train the mind, but in a way that is not very helpful.
Right. That's why I'm here.
Yeah. We train our mind to gather knowledge, yeah? And the knowledge, you know, I mean, changes all the time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have to actually, you know, it's just like a big memory bank, you know, and the old memory, you know, is in 2 years, it is not useful anymore. You know? And we don't train to investigate, you know, to ponder things, yeah? That's what we, you know, I mean, you're old enough, you're a little bit younger than me, but you know, in our school,
age, if I'm not
66.
Oh, okay, now nearly the same.
So, in our school, you know, I mean, the teachers were training us, you know, to think, yeah? I mean, for instance, my math teacher, you know, I mean, he put a formula on it, you know, and said, okay, that's it, yeah? And then he asked the students, yeah, is it okay? And you say, of course, you know, because you're wrong! I made a mistake there. Yeah? Think, you know, you have to, yeah? Huh? Don't believe everything that I say. Yeah? That was the most important thing, you know, at that time in the 60s, you know, when we trained our mind, you know, to reflect about things, you know, to investigate. Yeah? Just don't believe what they say, you know, I mean, investigate it. If they're right, then it's okay. Yeah? Then you can trust them. If they're not right, you know, I mean, you have some sort of mistrust, yeah? But nowadays, it's not that way, yeah? I mean, the young kids, you know, just let push knowledge into them, you know? Yeah? And then then you pull them out, yeah? And pull out the knowledge, and then say, oh, that is old. You know, you have to train it. No, this is the training, you know, to really reflect upon it. What we are doing, why we are doing, and what the results of our doing. Yeah? Because that gives us an insight, yeah, about, you know, we go ahead and say something. Why do we say something? Yeah? What is the purpose of ourselves? Yeah? In German we have to say, before you open your mouth, turn on your brain. You probably have a very similar thing, yeah?
Yeah.
Because people, you know, just blurt out, you know, and they don't know what they say and why they say it, yeah? And lots of things, you know, why are we doing these things, yeah? Because the cause for most of our thinking, for most of our speaking, for most of our doing is this discomfort that is in our heart. And we are not aware of it. Yeah? We just go ahead and do, we go ahead and speak, and we go ahead and think. Yeah? And this we have to realize, that, you know, we have to see this discomfort and learn how to be able, you know, to endure, you know, not only to endure this discomfort, stay with this discomfort, and look what is the source of this discomfort.
Yeah.
And then think about, you know, and then reflect about all the things, you know. Reflect about the body, you know. I mean, we train the body for 16 years, you know. I mean, it works fine for 30 years, and then it slowly decays. Yeah. And then in the end, you know, I mean, it's, yeah, it goes underneath, yeah. And in German we say, and then you see the grass growing from beneath, yeah?
Oh, I didn't know, that's a good one. Yeah.
Well, I mean, German is a nice, very nice language, you know, I mean the old German.
Were you born in Germany?
Yeah.
Oh, das, Sie sprechen auch Deutsch.
Ja, Stuttgart. Ich kann Deutsch sprechen. Ja. Stuttgart.
In Stuttgart.
Ja. So. Ja. So very, very much in the south. Oh, you know, I mean, we do say, you know, he has to give up his spoon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, and then we die. Yeah. And then we are born again. Because that is a fundamental that we don't believe in the West. We don't believe in rebirth. Yeah? We believe, you know, when we are Christians, we believe in heaven and hell. Yeah? But in Buddhism, heaven and hell are just transitory states. Yeah? It's just like, you know, I mean, you do a lot of good things, you know. So you enjoy, you go on vacation, you know, enjoy these good things that you work for so hard. Yeah. And then once the money is gone, you have to go back to work, yeah? Mm-hmm. And work again for this good thing, yeah? Or you do bad things, you know, and then you go to prison for a certain amount of time, yeah? That is hell, yeah? And once your prison sentence is over, you come back and work again. And that is an endless cycle, yeah? And the Lord Buddha saw this, you know, and said, okay, this endless cycle, but there's a way out, yeah? If we detach ourselves, you know, from the desire, you know, to be or become or, you know, to want or to, yeah, or whatever, yeah? If we detach ourselves, then we can, you know, we can leave the cycle of birth and death behind us, yeah? And that is the whole point, yeah? And the point is, you know, Buddhism is to trust, yeah? To trust the Lord Buddha, yeah? I mean, he said it himself, you know? I mean, I teach you something, you know, I mean, you try it out, you know, and if you see if it has, yeah, if it has hand and foot, you know, I mean, then go ahead and do it, yeah. If you see it doesn't lead to good, you know, or to hold something, yeah, then don't leave it. And this is how you have to look at every teacher. What is he teaching? Does it lead to wholesomeness or not wholesomeness? Yeah, and then, I mean, if it leads to wholesomeness, you can trust him a little bit more, and then, you know, I mean, you follow him up, you know, and until you find it, yeah, that's what he says is good. And that's how we do it with Buddhism. So faith is more than belief.
Yes, faith. That's a better word. It's more a way of life.
Yeah, but we are used, you know, we are trained to believe.
Yeah.
We believe that there is God. Yes, there is a God. Yeah. I mean, there are lots of gods. Yeah. I mean, there are 25 different realms of heaven. Yeah. In one realm of heaven, you know, there are 16 gods. You know. Yeah. And there's a head of these 16 gods. Yeah. And there are other gods, and there's the gods of creation. Yeah. And so on. Yeah. But even they have only a certain limited amount of time. Yeah? And when their time is over, they come back in the human realm.
Yeah.
Or go to hell because, I mean, they harm people, you know, and then they go to hell, you know, go to prison time for a while, yeah? And then they come back.
Yeah?
So it is a circle, you know, I mean, that's why, you know, when you look at Christian, I mean, there's no eternal heaven, And there's no eternal hell, People are not burning in hell forever, And they might burn for a long time, But, you know, they still come back.
Everything
has a, Even the animals, even the ants and the mosquitoes, they will come back as human beings sooner or later. Yeah? Mostly later, but they will sooner or later they will come back. So all beings, that are in these 31 realms of existence will come back, will change the realm of existence, go from one realm to the next, I mean, just like we go from one country to another, Some countries are nice, other countries are more hellish, and others are more heavenly, we walk around, even if we walk around this earth, we will come back, sooner or later we'll come back to the same point and then we walk again, and there's no way out. If you go north, south, south, north, east, west, west, east, there's no way out there. And that's what the Lord Buddha said. And then he said, he told us, okay, there's a way out, and I show you what the way out is there. But it's not easy, So, and we start with the precept, That is the most important thing, And when you look in the west, there's hardly anybody keeping the precept. Because they don't see a point.
Right.
Well, they are selfish, they are egotistical, and all so on, And even here in Thailand, But there is a certain amount of Buddhism, inherent in these Thai people, That makes it, even if it looks very busy, it looks very calm inside.
Yes.
And that is amazing,
It's really amazing. And you can feel it everywhere.
And that is the long reign of Buddhism here in Thailand. It's over 1,000 years, by Buddhism. And it is the main religion. And that is also one of the reasons why Thailand has never been occupied by any of the colonized.
I wrote about it. It's amazing. Yeah. That's why they are so proud.
They can be proud.
Yes.
Buddhism, a king, I mean, the main focus, of Thailand was a king. And the king had to be, ordained as a monk before he became king. To learn about Buddhism, To be a monk, to feel, the life, people come and give you something, and you cannot just take things that you want, It makes a big difference,
Really big difference. Can you go in and out to become a monk?
Yeah, sure. Because it is not like Christian, I mean, you can ordain for a year and then leave the rope.
So you can see it as a traineeship.
Yeah, you can. It's tough, I mean, for some people it is really tough, And after 8 months, I say, and then after 5 years, maybe I should go back. And then they go back, So you can go back as often as you want, You can reordain as often as you want, Or you, what is it called, you take off your robes as often as you want.
I once knew that.
Easy going.
Because the Lord Buddha said, look what is Christianity, for life, what kind of bad things did the monks do, He said, the Lord Buddha said, if you can't, if you can't leave your desires behind, and you need a woman, then take off your robes before you do it. Then it's better, and once you're sick of it, life, then you come back and put on the robes again.
It's amazing. interesting.
Okay.
Thank you very much for talking to me.
You're welcome. Yeah. I have a book for you, Life of Inner Quality.
Oh, thank you very much.
That is from my venerable teaching master. Okay.
Namaste.